Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Let me extend to you a special invitation to join us at a wonderful event this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, October 3 and 4. It's called Worship on the River. It's happening in Fairmont at Palatine Park, and it's sponsored by our sister church to the north, and that is New Beginnings Worship Center of Fairmont. This event will take place at the park Saturday, October 3 from noon until 7 p.m., and Sunday, October 4 from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. There will be tremendous singing, wonderful music, and a lot of great fellowship. You will really enjoy it. The special guest will be songwriter and well-known popular Christian music artist Mark Condon, as well as a lot of other great singers. Again, that's Worship on the River, hosted by New Beginnings Worship Center of Fairmont, Saturday, October 3 from noon to 7 p.m. and Sunday, October 4 from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Palatine Park. Join us and you will be blessed. Before we get into our preaching for this week's broadcast, we have time for some great music by our friends Phillips, Craig, and Dean. This is the namesake track from their project entitled Restoration.
Looking at this falling race, standing in the light of grace, we can't see the shadow of the past. Building our security, truth lost its identity, but there's still time for us to get it back. If we sing hey now, hey now, 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 and take some time for self-examination. Say hey now, hey now, 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 we need to be baptized in salvation. If we sing hey, the truth just fades away. It's time to put our faith to test. Let our souls be undressed. Show the world we mean what we say.
Hey,
like to bring you a powerful message that was preached at our recent Fresh Oil Conference by Reverend Joel Seitz. He serves as the youth president for the United Pentecostal Church International West Virginia District. He ministered, and the title was Rejecting the Labels. We won't have time to play all of it today, but hopefully we'll be able to air the rest of it next week. Again, this is Reverend Joel Seitz, West Virginia District Youth President, preaching at the Fresh Oil Conference, a message entitled Rejecting the Labels.
I'm so honored to be here for this Fresh Oil Conference, and I give honor to your pastor here, the host pastor, Brother Doug Joseph, and I thank him for the opportunity to allow me to come. And I'm thankful to be here, to be able to not only participate, but to glean from what is going to take place and what has already taken place. I give honor to my wife for coming up here with me, and she's going to be wrestling with three lively, lively boys back there. And they are 6, 4, and 2. So if you've ever had three boys that close together, you'll know what we're dealing with. And I love them. I thank God for three healthy boys, but they are healthy and they are all boy. And so just bear with us, forgive us right now if they're too loud. We're working on it. We're not going to stop working on it till we get them under control, but we're going to try our best. Amen. Well, I understand today that I'm in a valley. I'm in a valley because for whatever reason, I don't know what I did to Brother Joseph. He put me right after Brother Harper and put me right before Brother Garlitz. And I told the church on Wednesday, I said, "You got to pray for me." And I said, "I got to preach twice, and both times I got to preach right before Brother Garlitz." And I said, opening act to try to do justice with. And I give honor to all of our ministers. I started looking at the schedule, and I thought, well, I don't know if any good spot to put me in between. I feel so inadequate to be ministering with these ministers, and they really truly are giants. They really are giants. And last night, Brother Harper, at one point, he was in the middle of his sermon. You know, my head was spinning, and he said, "Now I know some of you are ahead of me already," and I thought, "I'm not." "You're not talking about me. I'm just trying to keep up." enjoyed that so much. Wasn't that tremendous? What an awesome word that was. Amen. Appreciate Brother Harper. Always been a good friend to mine, distant relation of mine, and just love him. Always, his family's always been so kind to my family. Amen. If you turn your Bibles with me today to the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, it'd be all right if we just stand for the reading of the word. Just going to read one scripture here and we'll get back in, but let's stand for the opening scripture tonight or this morning. The book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, amen. I'm going to try to give what the Lord has given me, and the Lord gave me this word and placed it in my heart, and I'll be honest with you, it's one of those words that I thought, "Lord, are you sure this is the right word for this conference?" And Lord wouldn't let me lose it, wouldn't let me shake it. And so I just got to believe this is for someone today. I just got to believe that someone here today really needs to hear this word. I feel like God has given it to me for two distinct demographics today. And we're going to unveil that later on into the sermon. So I want to be mindful of the time. Let's get into God's word. Verse 20 of Galatians chapter 2 says, "For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Anybody thankful for that today? "And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Amen. Would you just worship God right now? Lord, we love you, God. We thank you for your word. God. We thank you, Lord, for the power that's in your word, God. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation that's in your word, God. Lord, I thank you, God. I exalt your name, God. Lord, where would we be today if it was not for your word, God, Lord? And we exalt you and we thank you. We lift you up for it, God. Lord, we ask that you would use it today, God. Illuminate in our minds and in our thinking today, God, what you would have us to say. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Would you clap your hands right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love you and we thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus. You may be seated today. Amen. Paul, in one scripture here, clearly and powerfully gives the truth about who we actually are. And Paul, basically giving no credit to himself, he says, hey, yeah, you might know a little bit about me, but the truth of the matter of it is I am crucified with Christ. And nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. I've come to tell us today that we live this life not on our own power and not upon our own righteousness and not upon our own glory, but it's because of him that lives inside of me. If I do anything, Brother Godwin, it's not because I've thought it up. It's not because of my ability, but it's all because of a man who lives inside of me that causes me, that gives me the grace to do it, that gives me the opportunity to do it. If it was on my works, I'd have messed up a long time ago, but because he lives inside of me, I have the opportunity that I have. Someone say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 goes even further in Paul's description here. He says, for the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we, someone say we. That puts us all on the same level here. You know that? That's why we call each other brothers and sisters. Because we are the children of God. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. That's why you can maybe be in another state in a church you've never been in. And you can step into that apostolic church. And all of a sudden, before you know it, you feel a home just like you was at your home church. Because once the Spirit of God starts moving, you start to understand, hold on a second, we're all children. That's my brother and that's my sister. That's my brother over there. Amen. Why? Because we are all the children of God. Hallelujah. It gets even better than that. And in verse 17, it says, and if then we are children of God, then we are heirs of God. Oh my God, I can have a Holy Ghost shout right now. He says, for if we are heirs of God, then we are joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Oh my goodness, can you understand that there's going to be a day when us children... Us children, Brother Harper, he talked about it more eloquently than I can even decide to talk. I just get happy and yell about it. Amen. Brother Harper can give you an extra Jesus about it that just blow your mind. All I know is that someday my dad is coming back. Woo! And I hope I'm alive to see it. I hope I'm alive to see some of the things that Brother Harper talked about. I hope I'm alive when I see him split the sky. Woo! I hope I'm alive when the whole world knows who my daddy is. Amen. We're going to have a time with our brothers and our sisters because we're going to be heirs with Christ. Our dad is coming back. I believe he's coming back sooner than he's ever been before. I believe it's getting close today, church. Ilabokunda. Join heirs with Christ. We're children. I'm part of the family of Christ. Those are our brothers and our sisters over in Israel right there. Amen. If you believe the word of God, you understand that we have been joined together with them. So, but Brother Slice, they're not apostolic. No. But if you read God's word, you understand quite clearly that they are the children of God and so are we. Those are our brothers and our sisters. Amen. I'm thankful for my family. Let me just stop for a second and say this. I encourage anyone, if you're not part of a family of the church somewhere, you're missing out. I feel so sorry for these people that think that got hurt somewhere down the road in a church and they want to sit at home on their couch and try to have church. They are missing it. They don't understand what they have, that the devil has lied to them. The devil has somehow sown a seed of discord, and they are only losing out their own selves. I know talented keyboard players. I know talented ministers that are at home because they think there's not a church good enough for them. It's a lie from the pits of hell. If you've got a church family, you are blessed because you've got a church family. You've got brothers and you've got sisters. Amen. When you go through things, we call upon our brothers and upon our sisters. Amen. They come to your help in the time of need. Amen. And I'm thankful for the family of Christ. Amen. And I'm getting to that age in my life when I start losing natural family. In recent years, I've lost quite a bit of natural family. And you learn, the older you get, the more you appreciate your church family. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for the church. Amen. Amen. As a matter of fact, we should rejoice every day just to know that we are joint heirs with Christ. Amen. I understand we go through trials. I understand we go through things. I understand we go through low points. I've went through my own share of low points. Amen. But just to know that you are a child of God.
Yes.
It should be a sobering thought every day at some point. God, I know I'm having a hard time, God, but you call me yours, amen. I'm still a child of God, amen. I haven't lost anything. As a matter of fact, I've gained everything if I could just be called a child of God, amen. And be encouraged today. But the reason why some people today don't rejoice with this truth is because they have allowed the world to do something almost robs their joy from them. They've allowed the world today, and we are saturated in this mindset today that the world loves to do this. And that is the ideology that comes with slapping labels on people. The world loves today to slap labels. And it's funny, even people that say that that they are politically correct. You know what they like to do? Slap labels on people. You say one wrong thing and you're labeled as a racist. You say one wrong thing at work, you're labeled as a sexist. You say something against this, or you take a stand for truth on this, and then you're labeled as a hater. Amen? If you dress this way, you're a redneck. If you dress another way, you're a snob. When I come from Charleston, and my grandmother said that she came from St. Albans, and at the time they called it Snobbins, because they said everybody from St. Albans was a snob. And she said we were labeled Snobbins. And we see it goes on and on and on. Indeed, it can become a little tiresome trying to watch everything you do and everything you say so that someone doesn't place a label on you. Anybody there with me? We got to be careful from the pulpit today. We say one thing, we offend this person. And all the ministers out there, no doubt at one point in time in your work with Christ, you'll end your sermon and you have offended someone that you didn't even have on your mind. Because they said, well, you were talking about me the whole time. You're like, no, I wasn't. I've had people send me Facebook messages after sermons of Brother Sites, I'm so sorry. I know you were preaching to me today, and I've almost had to laugh. I thought, and told my wife, I said, I don't know what they're talking about. Sometimes people confess things. And I'm like, well, no, I didn't have a clue. But I do now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's have a little bit of fun. Amen. And the worst thing about labels, I'm going to do a little illustration here. I need some help, amen. Hey, Brother Sandy, Sister Sandy, would you all help me out here? And I need a young man. Young man, will you help me? Amen. I'm going to have you stand over here. Young man, will you stand over here for me? And I'll have you standing for a while, okay? Okay, but I'm going to just do a little illustration here, if that'll be all right. There's something about labels. Something I don't like about labels, and there's something dangerous about labels, is labels have a unique ability to stick to people. do me a favor? I need you to put a label or two on your wife there. Maybe just on her arm or something like that. On her forehead, none. Maybe probably don't need to do that on her forehead. Someone, Brother Joseph, will take a picture of it. there you go. Just a couple labels. Labels have a way of sticking with us here. I want to have someone help. Hey, Brother Nathan, would you help me? Would you put some labels on this brother? Amen. I'm not calling you out. Don't think I'm judging you there. I'm going to have you place some labels on. See, labels, we sometimes get tricked by the enemy thinking we could just say something with our mouth and it's just for the moment. Sometimes we'll say something about a sister. A sister sometimes will say something about another sister. And the thing is it was just a moment that something slipped. But what they did, they said it in front of another sister. And what they didn't understand is that she put a label on that sister. I got to trust this is for someone today. Here's the thing about labels. They have a way of just staying with you. Sister Sandy, would you do me a favor? Would you walk over to the other side for me? I want you to witness something. You're probably noticing something that went with her. Oh, there it is. You see that lady over there? You know what church she goes to? You're putting a label on her, aren't you? You're seeing the label someone put on her, aren't you? Label, okay. You need to go back there. We need to get away from these labels. Okay, would you just walk to the back for me? Thank you very much. Please try to get away from that label. Unfortunately, because we live in 2015, we've got Facebook and we've got Instagram and we got Twitter and all that, and we just love putting labels on people. And sometimes labels will follow you a lot further. I can barely make out her outfit, but I can tell you what I can see right now. I can see three labels on her. And this is what we get caught into sometimes in the church. Now, I just said we were brothers and sisters. But sometimes we forget the label of brother and sister, because we're too busy seeing the label that someone else slapped on them. See, God slapped on you the label of a brother and a sister, the children of God. But let me tell you, if you're not careful, you'll say, oh, no, they're this God. I saw them do this God. Put a label. Come on up here, Sister Sandy. You just stand by your husband here. As a matter of fact, the Bible speaks a little bit about this. Labels follow you around. Labels allow you to speak for yourself before you even had a chance to say something. Unfortunately, sometimes you can show up in a place and no one even know you, but they know your label. I'm discouraged sometimes because I think, oh God, we get together and we try to fellowship with our brothers and our sisters in this church or that church. And Lord forbid if we would show up in a place and our labels proceed before we even get there. I ain't going to worship because I see that label on that person up there. Should we be worried about those labels? You see, the book of Mark chapter 7 verse 25, and I'm going to get to this sir here in just a minute. The book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 25, speaks of a certain woman. A certain woman in verse 25 whose daughter had an unclean spirit. And she heard of this man named Jesus, and she came and she fell at his feet. And when Jesus looked at her, we understand this woman was a Greek. Would you put it, she's a Greek, put that label on her. Yeah, put another, thank you very much. Just in case everybody knows, we want to make sure we know she's a Greek. She's not one of us. She ain't been, I'm going to label her. I'm preaching. Oh, I don't know what they think they're doing coming in here. They don't belong to us. Go ahead and put that label on. She was a Greek. She was a Syrophoenician. Put another label on her for one that you know how those Syrophoenicians are. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. Oh, did you hear that? She's a dog. You need to put, that deserves at least two more labels. Even Jesus says she's a dog. She's a dog. Boy, oh God. Oh God. Oh God, forgive us of our spirit sometimes. Oh God. When we label people on the way they dress, if they don't have designer clothes on, maybe they're not put together as much as someone else is all put together. Maybe they don't have the newest styles and clothes or something like that. Oh, but we can just tell by looking at them. Oh, No, she's not good enough for us. Amen. No. Even Jesus says, "Hey, it's not meat to let the children eat first. You're just a dog." But what is powerful in this passage of Scripture today is that she answered him and said, yes, Lord.
I see these labels. I know I'm labeled. Maybe I'm talking to a young person right now.
I know I'm labeled. I know what people said about me. I know what my friends have said about me. I know what my peers have said about me. I know what I did. Everybody saw it when I put it there on Facebook. Everybody saw it when I went out with that one person. Everybody heard me when I said that one thing. I know I've got that label. But she said unto him, she said, but yet the dogs eat.
Yeah, I know. I'm a dog. I see the label. I'm a dog, I know.
But even the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying. So everybody say saying. I want you to know there's power in your words.
Wow.
The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. He said, for this saying. Or I can translate it and say, because you said that. Because you said that. He said, go thy way. He said that the devil is gone out of your child. I've come to tell someone today, and I'm going to leave this thought with us today, of rejecting the labels. It is time today that we come against the spirit in our world and in our movement that wants to put a label on you and put a label on you and put a label on you and say you're not worthy. You can't do this and you can't do that. But I think there's something powerful when you say, I don't care what the world says about me. I don't care what my brother or even my sister says about me. I don't care. Call it if you may be, but I don't care. I'm going to reject the labels that the world put on me. Start ripping those labels off. She started ripping those labels off. Yeah, you're right, but I don't care. I'm going to ask you anyhow, Jesus. I know I'm not worthy. Don't you know none of us are worthy, but I don't care, God. I don't care, God. I need you anyhow. He said, go ahead and go your way. He did the miracle just then and that. Why did he do it? Because she rejected the label. Amen. You may be seated. You all can be seated for now. No. Sir, I need you to stand up here. Thought you're done. There's something powerful when we reject labels. Amen. My pastor recently spoke a sermon and spoke a word that I thought was so powerful. Brother Carter, and I hope that he's going to try to make it tomorrow. Appreciate him. Let me just be transparent with y'all. I'm thankful for men of God in my life that didn't put a label on me. It's just us here today, and I'm going to be a little transparent even further. I've been places where they could have easily put a label on me.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.